Ethiopia appears to be on a dangerous course towards civil war. Fighting has intensified between the government and rival forces in the country's north. The official who ordered the government offensive is Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, and you might remember his name because he won the Nobel Peace Prize last year. NPR's East Africa correspondent Eder Peralta is following all of this from Nairobi. Hi, Eder.
Hey, David.
So start by giving us a sense of what's happening in Ethiopia right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think first of all, it's worth noting that reporting the story has been really difficult because the internet and the phone lines have been shut off in Tigray, and I'm still waiting for a visa to travel there. But from the information that we have, this is looking grim. The Ethiopian government says that its soldiers have killed about 500 fighters. We know that the government is bombing targets across the region. Neighboring Sudan is reporting that thousands of refugees have already fled into their country. The African Union has called for an immediate ceasefire. But the rhetoric has actually hardened. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says that there will be no negotiations. He says that their focus is to bring the TPLF, what he considers a rogue regional government, to justice.
So any idea what sparked this?
Yeah, there's a lot at play, but essentially it goes back to 2018. That's when a popular uprising brought Abiy Ahmed to power. And one of the things that he did was he dismantled Ethiopia's ruling party, which had run the country for almost 30 years. And the guys who ran the show were the TPLF, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. And they were sidelined. They took off to their home region in northern Ethiopia. And Abiy has since accused them of stoking ethnic violence and holding illegal elections. And he says last week they organized a multi-pronged attack on the Ethiopian military, and the prime minister called it treason. He called it a treason that will never be forgotten.
I mean, I mentioned that the prime minister won the Nobel Peace Prize. Does that make it surprising what he's doing right now, what role he's playing in all this?
It does. You know, Abiy, he won the Peace Prize because he changed Ethiopia. He made peace with Eritrea, which is Ethiopia's mortal enemy. He brought democratic reforms. People on the streets used to tell me that he was a gift from God. But now he's in the middle of this war. And a lot of the hope that he inspired, it feels really distant right now.
Well, what is the potential for this to get even deadlier, Eder?
I think, unfortunately, this has the potential to be devastating. Western analysts say that it could look like Yugoslavia, where Ethiopia breaks up. And I spoke to Kia Sagai, who's an Ethiopian political analyst, and he took the government's view. He wouldn't even call this a war. He says it's a law enforcement operation and that the TPLF doesn't have the support it needs to fight back. But I pushed back on him because the TPLF, it's not just some militia. And Kia kind of relented. Let's listen to how he described the TPLF.
They have dominated the security and the military for almost 3 decades, and they have all the information and the top secrets of this country. They have the fault lines. They know where to trigger. They know the Achilles heel, you know.
The TPLF, he's saying, knows Ethiopia's Achilles heel. And you can hear the urgency in his voice, because no matter who is right and who is wrong in this conflict, what is clear is that it's a conflict between two very powerful adversaries. And the government says that the TPLF has stolen weapons, including some missiles that might be able to reach the capital, Addis Ababa.
All right, talking about that situation in Ethiopia with NPR's Eder Peralta from Nairobi. Eder, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, David.